Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Friday morning, February 27, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Green energy breaks. Renewal Fuels Inc. provides intellectual property update on Texatron TM fusion platform. Renewal Fuels announced filing 20 patent applications with the USPTO for its Texatron TM fusion platform, with more expected by mid-2026. The company, in collaboration with CTO Dr. John Brandenburg, plans to develop around 240 additional patents, expanding its portfolio to 260 applications. This aligns with the company's goals for clean energy deployment through its compact modular design and electromagnetic confinement elements.
Green Energy Breaks Renewal Fuels Inc. provides court update on share rescission case. Renewal Fuels Inc. provided a court update on its share rescission case, stating that all claims against Justin Costello were dismissed by the King County Superior Court. The court also addressed procedural issues related to citation formatting, leaving defaults against remaining defendants in place. The company is refiling a corrected motion to effect its corporate action with FINRA for a name and voluntary symbol change.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BlackSky Technology, Inc., 4Q25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BlackSky Technology, Inc., reporting revenue, ADGEBITDA, and EPS of $35,200,000, $8,800,000, and $0.02, respectively. Imagery and Software Analytical Services revenue declined to $14,500,000, while Mission Solutions rose to $9,500,000 on a new international GEE contract. Adjusted EBITDA increased to $8,800,000, with a gross margin of 72.6%.
Tesla sales plunge 17% yo-yi in the EU in January. Tesla experienced a 17% year-over-year sales decline in the European Union in January 2026. Data revealed a significant drop in vehicle registrations compared to the same period in 2025. This challenges Tesla's position in the competitive EU auto market, impacting other international brands like NIO Inc. looking to enter. The struggle highlights valuable insights for companies eyeing European expansion.
Mission IR News Breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. declares $0.16 dividend per share on its common stock, payable March 31, 2026, to stockholders of record as of March 17, 2026. The company's 2026 annual meeting of stockholders is set for May 7, 2026 at 10 a.m. EST in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Stockholders of record as of April 1, 2026 can participate. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies United States patent application granted. Critical Infrastructure Technologies has announced the granting of its United States patent application for a mobile radio station. The patent, U.S. Patent Number 10, 12,555,886, secures protection for CTEC's Nexus platform architecture. This milestone enhances CTEC's global intellectual property strategy, particularly in the defense, telecommunications, and homeland security markets. The patented technology enables rapid, secure connectivity in remote, disaster-affected, and high-threat environments, strengthening CTEC's competitive position in key sectors.
BlueVua's RO system, a smart choice for families. BlueVua's RO system emerges as a smart choice for families seeking clean and safe drinking water. The countertop reverse osmosis water system offers advanced filtration technology and user-friendly features, making it ideal for small families. With its compact design, sophisticated filtration capabilities, and commitment to sustainability, BlueVua provides a convenient and eco-conscious solution for households. Learn more at BlueVua.com.
NenRx builds momentum from FDA progress to strategic expansion. NenRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. is making strides with its developmental drug NRX-100 for suicidal depression, following a positive meeting with the FDA. The company aims to file a new drug application based on existing trial data and real-world evidence. NRX is also seeking a broader indication for NRX-100, potentially tapping into a $2 billion ketamine market. Stay tuned for potential approval in summer 2026.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, provides patent portfolio update, 20 Texatron clamshell applications filed, significant portfolio expansion planned for 2026. Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, has provided an update on its patent portfolio. The company has filed 20 applications for its Texatron clamshell reactor design. These filings aim to expand the portfolio for commercial deployment by 2026. The strategic intellectual property expansion is crucial for advancing the Texatron reactor engineering and ensuring long-term shareholder value.
Bye-bye Web Designers launches AI platform to build pro websites for plumbers, trades, and minutes. Bye-bye Web Designers has unveiled an AI platform that swiftly constructs professional websites for plumbers, HVAC technicians, and other home service trades in just 20-60 minutes, costing only $29 per month with no setup fees. This innovative solution aims to replace costly web design agencies that often fail to deliver effective results, offering trade-specific expertise and SEO optimization to boost online presence for blue-collar businesses. Huntington Handyman announces new post on the most common handyman requests in Alexandria, Virginia. Huntington Handyman has released a new blog post detailing the most common handyman requests in Alexandria's older neighborhoods. As winter transitions to spring, homeowners are planning their home improvement projects, with decks being a popular upgrade choice. Owner Jesse Scribner highlights common complaints like drywall repairs, loose railings, fence issues, and minor electrical work. The post offers insight into maintaining older homes and can be found on the company's website.
Harbor Energy announces new post on how to sell mineral rights in OKTX and the USA. Harbor Energy announces a new post on how to sell mineral rights in Oklahoma, Texas, and the USA. The company highlights the benefits of selling mineral rights, such as simplifying financial and legal responsibilities, receiving lump sum payments for various needs, and ending family disputes. Harbor Energy buys mineral rights in states with oil and gas resources, offering a quick and simple sale process to help individuals start a new chapter in their lives. 66% of U.S. bankruptcies are medical. A recent study reveals that medical expenses cause 66.5% of American bankruptcies, with insured individuals facing a 24% higher debt risk after traumatic injuries. Selvia Market highlights how business ownership can generate income to cover unexpected medical costs, offering a solution beyond relying solely on insurance. With healthcare bankruptcies uniquely affecting Americans, owning a business like Allies.com can provide financial buffers to manage high deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses, offering a pathway to financial security.
Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, provides update on Washington state legal matters. Renewal Fuels, Inc. provides an update on its pending civil action in Washington state. The court dismissed claims against Justin Costello and struck motions related to default judgments. the company is refiling a corrected motion to comply with procedural requirements. Management clarifies that the court's orders do not rule against the company's claims. For more information, visit Kepler Fusion Technologies' websites.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.